Porrick Lodge, good morning.
Morning, Mary. Well, the top hats and tails will be on show again today. Royal Ascot entering its third day. Sticky conditions for all the spectators, but the dress code won't be relaxed at all. You have to keep your jacket on.
Great hats, great tails.
Yeah, for sure.
And Very hot.
Yeah, we had two Irish wins yesterday to match the two on Tuesday. Aidan O'Brien and Henry de Bromhead were successful on Tuesday. And yesterday, O'Brien augmented his tally with Ryan Moore guiding the favourite True Love to victory in the Queen Mary Stakes. And the Queen's Vase brought a big win for trainer Paddy Toomey, who's based in Golden in County Tipperary. Carmers took the race with great pride in Ballinrobe, that a horse who won on his debut at the County Mayo track last month is now a Royal Ascot winner. And winning jockey Billy Lee spoke to our colleagues at ITV.
Same as I was going to report to, he's so laid back at home. He wouldn't pass out the dog at home, you know, that way. He's just that type of a character. He saves plenty. And when I get stuck into him, he keeps finding a way. And he takes everything out of you to get him there, but he gives it to you.
And Billy, you've been at this game a little while now, a Royal Ascot winner and two now in 2 days. How does that much mean to Billy Lee?
Look, man, I said yesterday, I love coming here. It's the pinnacle of a lot of sport. And, you know, me and Colin after riding winners, and it's great for the Irish lads to be riding winners here. There's plenty of good lads in that way room at home that deserve to be here, but it's great that we're riding winners.
That's Billy Lee. And as well as the action in Ascot, there's an evening meeting on the flat at Leopardstown. Jerry Fish will be performing on stage there after racing. Manchester City began their Club World Cup campaign with a 2-0 victory over Casablanca. They'll now round up the usual suspects for their next game on Sunday against UAE side Al Ain. Yesterday's match was played under sweltering midday sun in Philadelphia. Both City goals came in the first half from Phil Foden and Jeremy Doku. Shelburne will meet Qarabağ of Azerbaijan in the second round of Champions League qualifiers, providing they overcome Linfield in the first round. And the owners of Drogheda United say they'll cover the financial shortfall from missing out on European games, estimated to be worth over €500,000. Republic of Ireland international Heather Payne will leave Everton when her contract expires at the end of the month. The versatile Ballinasloe woman isn't in Carla Ward's Ireland squad for the upcoming friendlies in America, having been hampered by injury. Six Ireland players will be involved in tomorrow night's opening game of the Lions campaign, with three of them starting. Munster's Tadhg Byrne and Connacht pair Bundiaki and Finlay Beelan will start against Argentina at the Aviva Stadium, with Tadhg Furlong joining Ronan Kelleher and Mac Hansen on the bench. Furlong hasn't played since Leinster's Champions Cup semi-final defeat to Northampton in early May because of a calf strain. Tour captain Mauro Itoje is one of nine England players in the starting 15, and he'll lead the Lions out. The Ireland men's hockey team suffered a 6-1 defeat to Australia in their latest Pro League tie in Antwerp. Australia are ranked fifth in the world and are the defending Pro League champions. The Irish goal was scored by Lee Cole of Monkstown from a penalty corner. Next up for Ireland is a match against Spain on Saturday. Referee David Goff has been ruled out of the rest of the inter-county football season. The experienced Meath official is to undergo surgery on an injury picked up during the Louth versus Down championship game over the recent bank holiday weekend. Petra Kvitova has been handed a wild card to the women's singles draw at Wimbledon. The Czech player, who won at the All England Club in 2011 and 2014, began her comeback from a 17-month maternity break earlier this year. And finally, in golf, after below-par performances at the US Open, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy have made the journey to Connecticut for the Travelers Championship. It's a signature event with no cut.
Porrick, thank you for that. And the time now, 21 minutes to 8.